Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, or otherwise at Gremzilla on Twitter. Ash, hello.
Hello, everybody.
With Tom at the underscore Tom underscore Holmes. Is that right?
Yeah, baby.
And me, Craig, at Craig Hazel.
Yeah.
Apparently that's what proper podcasts do.
Yeah, we've rebranded. Yeah.
So we wanted to give it a go.
We had to do that.
If we want to win a football blogging award, we have to do this sort of
stuff.
Yeah,
big time. I'm not sure that's the exact way of doing it, but we get there.
But I mean, if you didn't get mine is at the underscore Tom underscore Holmes.
And we obviously we are at the Gaffer Tapes. Good and that's us for this week. We plugged them. We can go.
Cheers, guys.
No, we are going to be taking you through all of the FPL pre-Christmas pack that you're doing, our Christmas special.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Well, you both looked at me. I thought I had to sing. That's usually what happens, isn't it? If you both look at me, I'll start singing.
It was a look of panic where you thought, I haven't done anything special for the Christmas episode. No, it doesn't mean we've done anything special for Christmas. It means it's 4 hours long. No, it's not. But
wait till we get to the end of the quiz before we
It just means that we're going to just start dropping Christmas puns in throughout the podcast.
Possibly. That is a possibility. But obviously, Christmas is all about turkey, presents, regret, and football games. And there's a lot of game weeks coming up. Boxing Day is a game week. 28th is a game week on its own. So we're going to give you some guidance through that, as well as going through last week's results, all the football stories. So much has happened
and is yet to happen, Craig.
Even today, on the 22nd of December, as we record this, stuff is going on. So we will go through the results bit by bit, first of all, from last game week, before we look at our league positions, the Gaffer Tape league positions. Who's moved? Well, I'm moving down, but we'll get to that. First game to talk about, Ash and Tom, Chelsea, Mourinho gets sacked, Chelsea win 3-1 against Sunderland. It was kind of predictable as soon as he went, they would definitely win it, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they would have won it if he was there.
Yeah,
yes,
that's the thing. I thought it was, I mean, obviously, you know, that has happened since we last been on air, hasn't it?
Yes.
Mourinho sacking. So obviously, you know, I mean, when I saw it happen after they lost to Leicester, I thought, well, I don't know if he'll go then, losing to the top of the league. I think maybe they'll then beat
Sunderland.
Yeah, and then that'll be it. And then, you know, he'll be all right for a bit. But then I thought, well, then it's just a pattern of just, that's literally just what keeps on happening. So, yeah, they got rid of him before the Sunderland game. And they were always going to win it. I mean, fuck me if they'd lost to Sunderland. That really is sort of bottom.
They lost to Bournemouth.
Yeah, well, that's true. But, you know, Sunderland.
Was it a deliberate pre-January move, Ash?
I think so, because I think the other thing is, they must have decided that it's irrelevant whether they beat Sunderland or not. They just want him out the door.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because they were going to beat him, and then you're in the position where, oh, we can't fire him after he's won a game. So maybe it's better just to get rid of him
it's
first.
It's probably the first time they actually started playing as well. They sort of had a little bit of pressure off them and thought, you know what? And, you know, I mean, I didn't see the game, but I've been told by, although he was a mate who supports Chelsea, but I did hear that they actually played quite well.
You know what? I mean, it's different, I guess. If the rumours are true that he had lost a lot of the players, the likes of, you know, the new Fabregas, Willian, Hazard, anyone but Terry and Ivanovic, basically. If it's true that he lost those players, then they now have an incentive to play.
Yeah.
Because they've got a bit of hope and manage. Because by all accounts, Pedro and Fabregas were leading a bit of a charge.
Who gives a fuck about Fabregas? And Pedro? What's Pedro done?
He's just brought in.
Yeah.
I know, but they're obviously not going to be turned on by, you know, turned on. Oh, they're not going to turn on him like Ivanovic and Terry. They're, you know, they're Mourinho loyal, and his loyalty to them kind of, I think, bit him in the arse a bit. Because Terry and Ivanovic,
maybe that's what it is. Yeah, exactly.
I think it all started at the physio incident, public opinion wise, when it started going down. But from an FPL point of view, we're going to come on to the questions. Chelsea obviously got a win against Sunderland. Hiddink's going to be, you know, filling the gap like he did last time, and obviously they've got their eyes firmly on Guardiola. As do a lot of clubs. Elsewhere, the next game, Everton 2, Leicester 3. I actually called this one as the one that Everton would... I thought they'd win on their form, and this would be Leicester's second loss of the season, but fuck me.
Yeah.
Again.
Leicester only lost one game?
Yeah, two
games all season.
I didn't know that.
They lost one game, and it's two Arsenal as well.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, they have. I had this conversation end of last week with a mate, and he's one of these mates, like, he's joined our league, but his team are full of really decent players about 4 years ago.
Oh, nice.
Do you know what I mean? Like, Baines is probably still his captain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he had this whole thing, and he's one of them, he makes it, he watches football, but he had this whole thing saying, Leicester, you talk about Leicester top of the league, yeah, they'd be lucky not to get relegated. And I went, absolutely mental. I went, well, clearly you obviously don't watch football, mate, what's wrong with you? And he went, no, what are you talking about? And I said what Craig said. I said, basically, they've done an entire run, almost, an entire run of games, and they're still top.
Yeah.
You know.
There's now, logically, no reason they can't win the league.
Problems, because you guys, before they went on this little run, recently, their spell of hard games, you guys were all saying, get rid of their players. And I said, no, they'll be good. But now the problem is, now you're both on
saying that?
Yeah. But now this...
it was me.
It was him. Why are you tarring me?
This was about 6 games ago, to be fair. But now you're throwing your support behind them.
Yeah, big time.
Now, well, I'm definitely worried.
Sorry, I realised the other day, I had Mahrez since he was 6.2 mil. And he's like about 7 point something now.
So oh, really?
I've had him long enough. And Vardy.
Well, the only reason I didn't... I've had Vardy for quite a while, but the only reason I didn't bring in Mahrez was
drop that in there.
Purely has to stop. It can't carry on. But actually, it turns out, the guy's a wizard. So he is unbelievable. But I actually think away at Everton, 3-2, is actually their most impressive performance of the season in a weird way.
Yeah, it was a tough game. Talking to someone where they said that Leicester have conceded a lot more goals, I think, than anyone else in the top 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Apparently a 3-2 is quite a classic score for Leicester. Mm. I think they've had more 3-2s than any other team.
Yeah.
But Mahrez has now actually only scored one less goal than Vardy.
But he's got a fucking shitload of points.
He's got 6 goals in his last 3 games.
Yeah, but because they're coming from midfield and plus all the assists. Yeah. I was listening to the Arsenal game last night and they were saying that Vardy, with assists and goals combined, he's in the top 3 of the entire of Europe.
Wow.
Yes. That's including, obviously, your Ronaldos and Messis and all that.
Yeah,
mental.
He has been incredible.
Tommy coming out with the stats.
Tommy Buster.
Tommy the Stat Man, big time.
That's what they call you, the Stat Man.
Yeah.
Just skip it up like Scatman Tom. But yeah, and I think for Leicester fans will just be trying to get through January with their entire squad intact, obviously. But FPL point of view, it's your usual suspects, really. Mahrez delivered in that game. Vardy obviously got some points. Lukaku got some points. Barkley got some points. There was no real change. Elsewhere, Man United lost to Norwich 2-1 at home. Whilst we're recording this, Twitter is absolutely going mental right now that LBG's been being sacked tonight.
Seems like it's sort of poised to happen, really, doesn't it?
I don't know. I mean, basically, a leak's come from Trevor Sinclair of Bicycle Kick fame. And Trevor Sinclair said that LBG was going. And then a lot of people started tweeting a photo about Giggs, basically a headline saying Giggs would take charge, but it's back from the Moyes days. But loads of people just smacking retweet without really? But Trevor Sinclair says his phone's been nicked by his mates at a Christmas party. So
what's Trevor Sinclair got to do with anything? Who gives a fuck what Trevor Sinclair says?
He's an official BBC sports sort of reporter as such. So it's kind of, firstly,
I was going to say, just someone pulled, you know, Neil Ruddock went, do you know what, I heard a whisper and everyone's gone mental about it. Who cares?
And Paul Daniels has been tweeting that he thinks Man United are shopping for a new manager. So Trevor Sinclair, does he even celebrate Christmas? Get back to us. We'll find out. What's that? I think it's just a lot of people hoping. I don't know. I've got it on a Twitter feed of its own at the moment on my tweet deck. So
if it comes in, you will hear live.
You will hear. We're not live. but obviously, everyone's just speculating it's going to be Mourinho, and that's why they're doing it. Norwich beat Man United in what carries on being an absolutely ridiculous season.
Yeah.
Southampton lost at home to Spurs 2-0, which FPL talking point. Southampton are one of those teams that you can accidentally look at your team and go, shit, I've got 3 Southampton players or 2 Southampton players. They have been awful for the last 6 months.
No, see, I'm the opposite. I haven't made that mistake. I haven't put Southampton players in and I've gone, shit, I really am missing like your Pellas and all this. But then I think, every week I go, fucking hell, they just aren't scoring any points. No one is. Like, is Van Dijk even scoring points anymore?
No, yeah. Well, I've got him in the squad. But in the last 4 games, if you were to make a league table of the last 4 games, Southampton are 20th on form. Like, they're absolutely falling and at the moment. And I've got Van Dijk in there simply because I think they might turn it around. But I did have at one point Van Dijk, Mane and Pella in my squad. And I think Southampton are one of those teams that slip under the radar. And I think halfway through the season is quite a good time to look at the league and think, if you haven't got any Watford players, you should probably look at that. If you don't have any Palace players, you should probably look at that. They're top 7 sides. Hmm. And Southampton, they're kind of reverse of that.
Well, because the thing they've such struggle from is that normally they're the perfect team to fill your squad up with cheap players So at the start of the season, I had Pella, Tadic, and Cedric. And all three of them. But in fact, all the only good players that have performed this year, apart from Ozil, have been cheap players. Like I saw somewhere the highest, statistically, the highest team you could have, like the most points you could have created from a team this season, would still only be 98 million to buy.
Yeah,
really.
Which is mental. I think I had
a look at that. I had a look at the best teams so far.
Yeah.
And added it all up. And if you add them all, it's well
still
under
a million.
Well
yeah.
under 100 mil.
Yeah.
Well, under a million. Don't over exaggerate. it's 98p for the lot of them. Job lot.
Someone had to dig out his abacus for that as well.
But so they're normally good for cheap players anyway. But this, at least the run of form they're on has not been good.
Elsewhere, we had Crystal Palace beat Stoke 2-1. And Palace, another one of those sides. Scott Dan at the moment is the fourth highest or the third highest rated defender in the game, points wise. Another one at 5.5 million. Bournemouth beat West Brom 2-1 away from home. Another great result. They're looking safer and safer. Newcastle 1-1 with Villa. I went on a risk. I put Wijnaldum as captain. I brought him in. I thought, let's go for it.
I did see that you did that. And to be fair, I was thinking the same. I was thinking it's got to be a Newcastle player, really.
And then Mahrez fucking does it again.
I know. Oh, well. Don't talk to me about that. I don't miss captain, mate. Don't worry about that shit.
I know. I can't even. I'm no way near Tommy, whatever clicks you are. Right. No way near you.
We'll get to
You're
that.
A dot. I know we will. I know we will. Watford battered 3-0. Liverpool 3-0, hilariously. Igalo getting another two goals.
I know. He just keeps going, doesn't he?
And that raises the question, actually. Watford beat Liverpool. Does anyone, Ash, is it worth having anyone under your front three at the moment other than Lukaku, Vardy and Igalo? Bearing in mind their value.
I can't. See, what? No, I can't see it. I mean, that's who I've got. I just don't know who else you'd have.
I've still got Lukaku, Vardy and Kane, only because I really begrudge taking a four-point hit to get rid of Kane for anyone that might potentially not. And every week it's been like, I'll do it for Igalo, and I don't, and I think I should. But again, I gave it another week and Kane did actually come out.
If somebody had Kane instead of Igalo, I wouldn't think that was like a terrible decision. Although he is more expensive and hasn't got as many points, but I think
it's more the 4-point hit I don't want to take.
Spurs don't have
He'll go. Christmas he'll go period. Eventually. He will.
The Spurs Christmas period have got Norwich and Watford. So it's not a bad couple of games. And I always think you've got to treat these two games as like a block of two, even though they're two separate game weeks. You want to look at them both when you're sorting your team out a bit more.
Oh, they are two separate game weeks, sorry, are they?
26 and the 28th, yeah. Really don't have much time in between those. You've got to be quite on the ball to think about it and get it done. But yeah, so Watford's another one. You know, if you don't have one of their players in, you've got to look why. And that strike, of course, Igalo, Vardy and Lukaku. I've got Vardy, Lukaku, and astonishingly, I've got Aguero. Just because they're at home.
See you put him in. They're at home.
They're at home to Sunderland next week, and if he does nothing there, if City don't do anything there, then.
But I mean, last night, I mean, he did not show up at all against
Arsenal. He's not fit.
He literally didn't fucking do anything, and I was worried, and I thought, you know what, we might have a bit of a trouble sort of dealing with him because he's going to be back, he's going to be hungry for it, but literally nothing.
Yeah, and Arsenal played a bit different because Ramsey. If anyone had Ramsey in their FPL side, they'd have been furious because he played a deep role.
Yeah, he did last night. Yeah. He was busy. He was around and he should have scored.
He actually should have scored.
Yeah, he should have fucking
done. Oh, I brought him in this week, actually, Ramsey. Mm. I've been thinking about doing it the last couple of weeks, but I've been not wanting to take any points deductions. I thought we'd change the way I play, not take any hits. Yeah. And then, so I think Ramsey's worth having in, even if you've got Ozil just about. Yeah. No, he's still playing that deep role. I just don't know what happens once Sanchez comes in, how they shuffle the team about.
Yeah, because, I mean, he did a great job, Ramsey, but obviously from an FPL point of view, it's not great to have him playing deep.
But hasn't he been playing there the last couple of weeks?
To be fair, like Tom said, he got himself in two, maybe three goal-scoring opportunities, actually.
And he should have put them away.
And he can pick a pass.
At least.
Obviously, the last result, other than the Arsenal-Man City, is a Swansea 0-0 with West Ham for clean sheets. Great, but who the hell's got a Swansea defender?
Game of the week, wasn't it?
But I tell you what, fuck me, and we'll come to this because we're having a question about it, but Cresswell, West Ham defender, has been my rock for weeks. It's been ridiculous how good that kid is. I mean, I don't know. I only know what he even looks like because of the little picture on his FBI. But he's basically my best friend at the moment. He's amazing.
For for a human who only goes down to the shoulders, he isn't half mobile around.
Exactly,
that
bit, but... exactly. He's got a lovely pair of legs on him. I never even knew he had legs when I selected him.
It's killing me.
That's why I put him on my bench. Well, if you haven't got legs, you ain't making it into my first 11.
It's killing me because I was complaining about this 2 weeks ago that I've got. Who are you talking about, Cresswell or Jenkinson? Cresswell. I've got Jenkinson, who plays the other side.
Not as good,
but hasn't been getting in the team, so I can't afford to get him out. But he's got 0 points in 4 weeks, or he's got 1 point, and we've had 3-0 draws. So I guess in the same time,
yeah. Well, the fact that
Cresswell would have got like 18 points.
Cresswell has got 18 points in the last three weeks.
I mean, I don't know if it's relevant or not, but hot off the press, Jenkinson was in Covent Garden TGI Fridays last week having some ribs.
Okay. Was he spotted by a couple of listeners of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast?
He was. He was spotted in TGI's ordering ribs. So, and he ate the ribs. He didn't just order them, he ate them. So he both ordered and ate ribs.
Okay. So you might not get your LBG news here,
but you get your
ribs.
RIB news.
If you want to know who's having Jack Daniel's sauce on their meat, this is the podcast.
Yeah.
This is the one. We can get that sorted. And at the moment, it's Jenko. Jenko's in there.
Jenko loves sauce on his meat.
Oh, he is saucy shit. Mare. He loves
saucy
it.
Bitch. He's the sauciest bitch out there.
But to the risk of actually talking about any fantasy football, we get a lot of question stuff as well. We're obviously not a Twitter question, but Christmas, man, it's 26th, 28th. Then we're into January. So a couple of things. Wild card situation. When does that come back? When can we start using that again?
I wait till the end of January.
Is that a technical question? We get our wild card back, don't we?
Oh, here we go.
Do we?
Yeah.
You get another one for the January transfer window.
Yeah.
Same as we did last year.
I thought so. Well, and it's just for the January transfer window.
Yeah, you have to use it before the end.
Okay, which I did know that, but then I just thought, so what if you haven't used your previous
wild card? You can
keep that.
You could double.
No, I know. Obviously, you don't want to do double wild cards. You think, but so if you haven't used it before, you can use it then after.
Yeah. So what you could do is, if you haven't used it yet, you could use your one now to get in like the perfect team, and then wait till the end of the year. Maybe if there's another transfer pile up, and try and hit it big for the double game week.
Tom, if I were you, mate, I'd use them both in the same week. Just really, really go for it. Double,
and triple captain.
Yeah. All of it. Yeah.
What you could do, I suppose, if you have got them all and you haven't used any of your chips, you could go right at the start of January, transfer in the ultimate squad for one of the double game weeks if one comes up. This fixture
is that a button option? Is it? We just press the ultimate squad button and we get.
Yeah, but we all just get the best possible squad.
It shows you what the dream team is, so you can't just pick the ultimate team. Yeah, and then at the end of January. Just switch back to a more.
That's the equivalent of the kid at school who's got a Chelsea shirt and an Arsenal shirt, isn't it?
Yeah, transferable Man United shirt.
Or in your case, Craig, a Hearts shirt and a what?
Hibs.
We Tooty McToots shirt.
We Tooty
McToots. Sponsored by McEwen's Lager.
Rangers and Celtic were both sponsored by McEwen's.
Yeah, I know.
Of course they were. Yeah.
But we're actually not. We're sponsored by Save the Children right now. So...
Save the Children.
Yeah.
So what happens?
We got given a charitable donation by a benefactor, and we put. Yes, it might have something to do. We had a convicted paedophile play for us a few years back. It's irrelevant.
Trying to make up for it. And so all the other football teams that aren't sponsored by Save the Children, we just abuse children. You should see the Arsenal dressing
room. It's implied. Mental. It's implied.
Stuff they do.
It's implied. And then another question is, the double game week, a lot of people keep saying like, oh, there is no double game week, but that will come possibly with a transfer pile-up, won't it? A fixture pile-up.
Well, it's as soon as the next round of the FA Cup.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, if some of the English teams sort of could stay in any of the competitions, But now everyone keeps getting knocked out of all the, out of the Carling Cup and the FA Cup and the
league. But if the same teams get through.
English teams getting knocked out of the Carling Cup. Yeah, that happens every round. Because it's only English teams that fucking playing it.
Tom, you're right. It happens every round, and it's about time we did something about it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a Britain first rant. Just makes no sense.
EDL.
Well, I'm fed up of Swansea.
By the way, never ever. The fact that I've actually been accused of being slightly racist before, and the fact that I just chanted EDL. Don't ever put those bits together. Don't send that towards the FBAs next time. Just me. Just a little clip of me going, EDL. Yeah, I didn't know there was a Canadian.
I just like the idea of like Jake Humphreys or something listening to it going, this one just seems to be about race and race hate. Like they've mentioned each other's dicks and numbers.
Yeah, they love that.
What have they got against Canadian Thanksgiving?
Yeah,
exactly. I know. And they do talk a little bit of football.
Actually, have we even got any Canadian fans?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have. That's the point.
We've got listeners.
Yeah, I don't know about that. We've got some Canadians whose fingers are chubby and accidentally clicked on us. We got that. So yeah. I don't know about anything else. Right, we can't put it off any longer. Tom, if you hit us with some league deets, mate.
Well, I wanted to do this last week because it was a thing last week as well. But let's crack on to it. Just get on the old. Right, so we'll do it from top to bottom. Ash, currently sitting 31st in the league.
Good, strong.
71-point week, not...
Not brilliant.
Pretty good, but I think the average was about 49 or... was it 51? Point average, not bad. 980 points.
It's not too bad.
First, still Johnny No Clicks, still on that first page.
Just
let's be honest,
holding on.
He's dragging this out, isn't he? Jesus Christ, yeah. We know where this is going.
Well done, Ash. Lovely, you're a great guy. Second is Craig. No, it's not Craig. Holy shit.
Who is this guy?
It's bloody Tommy T-Tails. It's old bloody T-Dog, isn't it? It's bloody... Oh! So, 199th. Now, that might sound shit.
Oh!
But, three clicks.
Yeah, look, Johnny, three clicks.
Three-click wanker. In his that's head, nothing.
Who's that guy?
Who's that guy on that motorcycle? What would who's they say guy? If they knew it was Michael? it's just...
For anyone who doesn't know, that
that's
is
a sound clip
one
from
apparently.
Mine and Craig's favourite film, Grease 2. Go and look it up. I'm 199th, 83-point week.
Nice.
Massive week. I'm on 901, and yeah, three clicks, babe. Three clicks. I actually went up to 178th at one point. Had a belter.
Had a note there.
And then, right at the bottom, let's look all the way. Scroll down. Oh, there he is. Craig, little sea biscuit, little fella. 314th, mate.
Oh,
right. What? 314th? Look at that! Right, laugh as hard as you did when I was like 250th. Laugh as hard as in. Can we get that?
Six-click wanking.
My friend. Right, you know six clicks. Sorry, Craig is a six-click wanker. Let's just... Because at the end of the day, I think we both know... Well, there's three of us here. I think all three of us know that Craig will probably end up on top of me at the end of the season. At the end of the night, if I play my cards right. And we watch Grease 2 together. But...
I would love to do that.
So, you know, let's make the most of the fact that I'm currently a three-click wanker and he's a six-click wanker. 340.
You know what?
Jesus Christ.
58 points.
Wow.
Right.
There's 115 places between you.
It's getting to that point where I won't be able to get that back.
Let's hope so.
Well, although, well, it's only
like
points.
We say about Leicester, we've nearly done a full round of games.
Yeah.
Is Tommy the Leicester of our...
No, you're in 199.
Well, you know, don't ruin it for me. That's a lot better than 314th, mate.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, I mean, that's mental, isn't it?
It is mental, mate.
Just, Craig, just to point out, I'm taking no part of this. When at the end of the season you beat me by 2 points. Don't remind me of this because I'm neutral.
I genuinely don't think that'll happen now. I think you are.
I'll make a late charge.
Yeah,
break your late charge.
You're sailing with it. You might have to worry about me. I'm just coming up from the rear. Tommy T Dog, up from the rear. 199. Only a couple of clicks away from you, mate. Don't worry about that.
Well, just before we go to the break and Tom celebrates his 199th place. We will quickly run down the top 10.
Bitter.
He gets petulant about the league as well.
It's a very bitter taste in the room, isn't it?
That was... I've got a problem with sincerity and tone. That was sincere.
Correct.
In 10th place is JRB defending Justin Bannon. In 9th place is Mum's Tennis Friends, Jez King. In 8th place is Gunnar Gunnar, HB Bizzle. In 7th place, a new entrant into the top 10 is Tyler's 15, which I quite like, Tyler Wetzel. 6th place is AFC Newfoundrock, Elliot Levy. 5th is Bob's team. 4th is Isle of Nabumbu, Gare Mielder. 3rd place is Sushant Garg with Pinky and De Bruyne. A new 2nd place, which is Sam Porter with Wright and Debushi. And then John Mielder, Lady Norwich, only had a 58-point week.
That's shit. That's the same as you, mate.
Still,
same,
yeah, all right.
As you.
Yeah. So basically, I'm like John Mielder.
What
twat? But the lead at the top of the gaffer tape is only 46 points now. So if you're looking at your team and you listen to the podcast, you just started listening to us recently, then and you think you can win it still, or even if you don't, then you can still join the league and bring all your points with you into our league. We don't punish you for that as much as some would like us to.
If you also, if you've just listened to the, just started joining us, basically where we are in the league is basically an exact analogy for how clever and attractive we are.
Correct. Yeah.
I think that's a direct correlation could be drawn between
it. Yeah.
That really worries me. If it's someone's first episode, they think I'm the dickhead.
Yeah.
As opposed to what, Craig? As opposed to what, my friend? Sorry, can I just say that I started out the week for the first, this season, I started out for the first like 4 or 5 weeks ahead of both of you.
Yeah, and now, you had Balotelli.
10 weeks later, and I had Balotelli on the fucking bench. And, you know, after all this, I've slowly risen to the top.
Yeah.
Like a lovely...
Well, what is this? A fucking eulogy?
Yeah, like a lovely cringe. But yeah, if you want to join the league...
slowly risen into mid-table mediocrity. Well done.
If you want to join the league and potentially be beaten by me, unless you finish in the like the sort of bottom 400, the pin is 142755-38788.
Cool. Well, there you go. Well, like I say, join the league. Get us on Twitter at The Gaffer Tapes. In part 2 and 3, we're going to be going through your tweets and questions and emails that you've tweeted us. And going through them in part 3, we're going to look at the fixtures for the next 2 game weeks, obviously because they come in quite quick succession, and what we're going to be doing, any plans for transfers and captains. And also we're going to be doing Ash's quiz for us, which, as always, he promises are good, and as they grow with worries. Notoriety every single time.
This is genuinely a good one, isn't it?
Is it? Genuinely. Yeah, but I think you've said that about 85 times.
But this is the return of a classic.
Oh, God.
Right, okay. Now we're going to spend a break defining the word classic to each other, and we'll be back in just a minute with part 2 of The Gaffer Tape. Welcome back to part 2 of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, Tom and me, Craig. We've just gone through your game week from last week. We've laughed at my league position and we've given you some advice of what not to do. It's time now where we go through some of your tweets that you sent us over the last week and emails, answer some of your questions, just some observations, and we'll talk about how many times you were sending hashtag balls in your teams before the game week. Quick one though, I know Gaffer Gambler hasn't had much going on, but do you remember about 3 weeks ago I told you that there was odds of 200-1 on Lukaku to beat Vardy?
Yes, and it's still going, isn't it?
And 101 to level him. That was when he was on 5. He's now on 7, so he needs 4 more in the next 4 for 100-1. It's right down to like 33-1 now. That's a lot of the time, to be honest. That's all I want to happen now.
Didn't you put like 250 on?
Did you put it on when it was?
I put £2.50 on each of them at 100-1 and 200-1.
Wow. Man.
I just thought the odds that made sense for a couple of quid, it was worth it because Lukaku, they've got a tougher run now. But in this season, I think the biggest thing from an FPL point of view, yeah, this is what's important. Normally, you'd look at it and go, look at the game week, who's at home, who's playing who. This season, I think predicting a clean sheet has been impossible.
Yeah, definitely.
More than any other season. No one thinks, oh, we've got Man City away, we can't win. Everyone thinks they can win.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks
they can win.
And
everyone can win.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself is the Christmas message from the Gaffer Tapes, probably.
Was that's basically, for anyone listening, and we said it was a Christmas special, that bit right there
was special.
That's the bit that made it the Christmas special. So you were listening out. Tom's trying to make new catchphrases start again like last year.
Now that was goal of the month. Never worked, did it? Never worked. Never got there.
Oh, and no, people who just started listening this season have no idea what you're
talking
about.
No.
But they are inspired.
They are inspired.
Inspired by Desperados Red, Tequila, Guarana and Cachacha. apparently.
You know what? They'll probably be going out and they'll be volunteering in a homeless show on Christmas Eve just because of what you said.
Yeah, big time.
But yeah, we have had lots of tweets, Thomas, right?
Yeah, man, yeah, big time, big time. Should we load up the jingle?
Hit us with some good ones, yeah.
Let's load up the jingle first.
Tommy Tweetbag. All right, I'll put it in.
Where the tweets have no name.
What? I put the wrong CD in.
Oh, you put in the old one. Oh, no, that's the new one for next season, isn't it? Oh,
shit.
He went rogue.
Yeah.
It was all right, wasn't it? I just tried that out for you, YouTube. What did you think?
That was good. It was like a demo version. What, though?
There's one thing. I don't believe you haven't tried that at home.
No, so many times. I was trying it on the way here. Going, right, come on, Tom, you can do this. You can do it. Believe in yourself. Da, da, da. It's Christmas. Think of the baby Jesus.
Da, da, da.
We've had many a tweet, guys. We've had a lot of tweets. We've had a lot of... we had a few questions. One of them perplexed me slightly, so I thought I'd read this out. It's from Chris Novaks, Chris Novaks. He said, with everyone having the same front lineups, is it worth gambling on three defenders from the same team to try and gain points advantage?
Oh, that is an Ash question right there.
Yeah, I kind of can't quite see the logic behind that.
That is a bit of a... Yeah, because, well, I can't really see what people having three strikers has got to do with anything, really, to be honest.
Yeah.
As I had my little differential rant last time. But I've thought about doing this before. Now would be the time to do it because it's coming up to January. So if you transfer in... the same, like, three defenders from the same team, because they've got a good run of games. Say if someone's got three games in a row, you think they can keep three clean sheets. That is a lot of points. And then in January,
you
when
they change it. Or if it doesn't work, right, you can just change it. That's a decent...
It's high risk, though, isn't it?
Yeah, because the thing is, if you've got defenders and a goalkeeper, same, so you could go a a goalkeeper and two defenders from the same team. You're basically, having one from every team is spreading your risk, isn't it? Like, you're going to get one with six and two with two, something like that. But if you could, if they're all going to concede anyway, you could go for it. Like, if it's gonna, if it happens 2 weeks out of the three, you've made a load of points.
That's not a bad shout, to be fair.
But the problem is you can't do it over a season, I don't think.
No. Yeah. And also, I guess, you would argue the first thing you'd think is, well, that's going to take ages to get them out. But because you only play three at the back, like you say, if one of them was a goalkeeper, two of them defenders, you could have them on your bench and actually only play one of them quite comfortably in a back three, couldn't you?
The only problem is, who it would have to be from a team that you didn't want any players all the rest of the pitch, so it would have to be somebody. Like, you could do it with Man United about 3 weeks ago. Yeah, someone that can't score any goals but keeps a lot of clean sheets.
Because you could easily have De Gea and Smalling, who a lot of people have, and then a third one of, you know, whoever.
Yeah.
You could do it. But the thing is, like we just said literally seconds ago, apart from United in the last 8 weeks, I couldn't predict who's going to keep a clean sheet.
Well, so it's funny you say that, because we've got a question, actually, and this is a question that I was going to ask you two. I was going to do an Ash and tweet in my own question, because I've obviously risen like, you know, the proverbial salmon, and I've been fantastic in the last few weeks. I've been, you know, like a young phoenix or something. People have looked at me and gone, wow, you're amazing. I've gone, all right, get over me. But my problem mainly has been defence. Other than Cresswell, I've had Klein at the back. He's scored 1 point for the last 4 weeks or something, consecutively, 1 point, 1 point. Kolarov has been shit. Other than the week he scored, he's been awful. And I've had Stones, who's been on and off. And I was actually going to ask this question myself, but we actually got it tweeted in by Nino at NiniG7.
He
tweeted us a few times. And he said, could you mention in the pod best defensive options for Christmas? And he said, Koscielny, Monreal, Ivan, which I'm assuming is short for Ivanovic, or Zuma. And he said, hashtag avoiding Groshen. That's not right. What does that say?
I don't know. I saw that before. I don't know.
No. Okay.
No, let's go over that.
But
he's a lunatic.
His first his first English isn't language. So simple as mine. Yeah.
Well, in response to Gina G, I would say it's all about the next two games, I guess, that you're looking at opposition. And the reason he's obviously said some of them, like Arsenal, for instance, is because they've got Southampton away, who've been awful, and they've got Bournemouth at home. I personally think you'd be mad to bring Ivanovic in, because even if Chelsea start to shore up, he hasn't, apart from last week, offered anything going forward this season. where he has in previous seasons. I would also argue, with a new manager coming in, Ivanovic's place isn't guaranteed the way he's played for the last 6 months.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah, someone could walk in and shake it up and say, you've been shit.
Yeah. I actually think, and he's very highly picked, but over the Christmas period, I think Scott Dan is an excellent shout. He's third highest in the league. He's 5.5 million. They've got Bournemouth and Swansea as their two games. Swansea are struggling to score. Like, they didn't play badly against City, but I think they've only scored about three or four goals in their last seven or eight games. And they're two very winnable games for Palace, who are top eight sides. So I think Scott Dan's a good pick for the Christmas period.
Cresswell, that's who we've been talking about loads.
Yeah, Cresswell. Yeah, that's my tip. If anyone listening wants to get on a bloody bandwagon, you can get on Cresswell. Literally, last 3 weeks, yeah. 6-6-6. He's been my only consistent defender since the start of the season.
And we've got Villa and Southampton next two games.
Just
and
you've got Cresswell.
Yeah. So there's two. I'm sure we'll find a third one at some point during this. But they're two pretty good shouts. Someone actually tweeted mentioning that maybe West Brom defence isn't a bad shout because of the way Pulis has them playing. And they were keeping an eye on, it might have even been Stimmers, they were keeping an eye on Olsen, Jonas Olsen, to see if he was worth it. But West Brom have Swansea away and Newcastle at home in the next two games. And I think if you're looking, you know, or Boaz Myhill. People often forget about goalkeepers. They are defenders.
I quite like Dawson as well.
Yeah, Dawson's actually a top scoring defender at the moment. So Craig Dawson's not a bad shout. Boaz Myhill. So if you're looking for something slightly different, him. But yeah, I think they're three pretty good picks to answer that question. I'd say Boaz Myhill or Craig Dawson, Scott Dan and Cresswell, something a bit different. I see the appeal of picking a Zouma or someone at Chelsea, but you're going to miss out on 6 points most. Give them a couple of weeks, see what they're about, see what how they're lining up. So I would say wait, and the other ones are probably.
And a good thing about the Christmas period as well is because you've got two game weeks so close to each other. If you don't make a change, then you've got two substitutions.
Yes. Yeah,
two,
you don't
three
have
subs so close to
you don't
each
have
other.
To wait long. Yeah.
So you can just change it around so much.
That was a good question from Gina G.
Yeah, that was a great question. We've got another question from Oscar P at Footy From Afar.
Oscar P.
Oscar Space P.
Is
Oscar
it about Pistorius? What caliber guns shoot through doors best?
Yeah. He likes a Desert Eagle, bless him. He said, question for the pod. Is it time to move in on Chelsea players? And if so, which? Right. Now, I must say that this question is coming from the same guy who was tweeting us the whole Hazard stuff, saying I'm going to go with Hazard, and then his mate got involved, went Hazard, and it was all hashtag Hazard, and I'm getting involved in Hazard, and we shot him down, rightly so. But now he's saying, is it time to move in on Chelsea players? New manager, is it going to happen, Ash? What do you reckon?
Do you just keep, the problem is, if we keep saying no, he's going to keep tweeting this every week. So
it's
going to,
eventually, it is going to happen, isn't it? They're going to storm someone 8-0, and, you know, Ivanovic will get a hat-trick, and he'll go, told ya.
Yeah. But you know what? Those people who say told you in those situations, they never understand. They're still wrong.
We've said that
before. In the long run, you know, they are essentially wrong.
Obviously, Chelsea will get better and they will pick up more results than they are now because they're not going to finish this season in the bottom four or five. They're not. But it's a case of who. Diego Costa doesn't look like a player who's going to suddenly start scoring goals. No. Defensively, it's going to take a lot for them to stop conceding those kinds of goals. So, yeah, you're looking at, again, Hazard or Oscar or Willian.
Willian, I was thinking about him last week, so I nearly put him in this week.
I think he's the only one this season so far who's come off out of that Chelsea season with a much credit, Willian.
I was going to say, I nearly put him in the last 2 weeks in a row. I didn't realise he scored 10 points this week.
He had a good week. He was in the dream team, yeah.
Yeah.
And he is their set piece taker. So if you want to test the water, Willian's a good start. But for me, yeah, of course, if Chelsea start playing well, bring in the players. But what's the rush? I don't understand why we should rush or fawn over them when there's better value in a lot of other clubs.
They're actually playing well, yeah.
Yeah, so I think just wait and see. But Willian's the one that tempts me, but that's it. Other than that, no one really for now.
Our very own Craig Hazel tweeted. He said, okay, I'll do it. I'll buy Mahrez for fuck's sake. Right. So, first of all, did you do it, Craig?
I've done it. I've made two transfers this week. I'll talk about the other one in the third part. But yeah, I've actually brought Mahrez in. Yeah.
Okay. Finally brought him in. Have you not had him all season? Not once.
I've not had him once. Wow. I've not had him once, and mental. It was because I just kept thinking.
Because like this week, he was my captain, and that is why I did so well.
Well, and he got a hat trick 2 weeks ago, and he scored 6 goals in 3 games. He's a phenomenal player. It wasn't thinking that he would stop. It was hoping more that he would stop, so that the differential thing again, really.
But the fact that you tweeted that you were finally bringing him in, you know, after like week 17, we had a couple of tweets. Dave Mateo said, "Can you not? This is the kind of thing that jinxes a player." Cheers, mate. Yeah. Which is, I mean, very true. Justin Bannon, JL Bannon, he said, "I smirked, then remembered I still refuse to get Lukaku. Stay strong, brother."
They're incomparable, though, because other people have matched Lukaku's sort of scoring this season. Yeah. Mahrez has been, by far and away, the best FPL player of the season.
Definitely, definitely, hands down. I mean, if you look, like I say, I bought him when he was 6.2 or something.
All right, we get it. You like the Killers before they were famous. Get over it.
Incorrect. I always thought they were shit. Artsy Monkeys, I did like them before they were famous, but that's a different podcast for a different, chat. Yeah. And final tweet, guys. I enjoyed this one from Chuck Bailey at Pimp Shway Chuck. He said, "You reckon Chelsea will actually start to play football now? Question mark." So that's the first question.
Yeah.
So we'll ask that.
I haven't covered that. No.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, it depends on who's there, and you know, they've obviously done well under Hiddink before. That's the short term fix, but I don't know. As for next season, again, who knows? They can spend what they want, but I would be interested to see who they sign. If Chelsea go out and sign, they have to sign some attacking players. They have to.
Yeah.
Like, so I'd be interested to see who they are, whether they've got experience in the Premier League or not, and whether that what value they come in at. So I'll look at who they sign, but otherwise, yeah, I'm not in a rush.
That's true, because obviously their thing for so long was always the money that they've spent, but they haven't done it for quite a while. So, I mean, you'd think that whoever, you know, if they do throw money in, that someone would be interested in, then that would be the new thing, wouldn't it?
They need a striking option because Diego Costa's obviously isn't looking like the player he was last season when he was phenomenal. And they're, Remy knows where the goal is, but that's not really a Chelsea standard player in their eyes. And obviously Falcao, the less said about him, the better. So yeah. I don't know. But it's see who they bring in, I guess.
And the second part of Chuck Bailey's tweet was, "And turkey or no turkey on Christmas Day? Please discuss."
Oh, and that a proper question at last.
Yeah, at last. Fucking talking about fucking fantasy football. My idea of hell. Definitely turkey. I've had the option this year and I went for turkey.
Who doesn't have turkey?
I'm not having turkey.
Oh, I knew he'd be different. You can have some alternative. Turkey? I didn't even know you had turkey on Christmas Day. Oh, yeah. That's classic Craig.
You make me out like a hipster.
Classic anti-turkey Craig.
Yeah.
You don't get turkey in your hipster moustache, do you?
Yeah.
I don't even have a moustache. It's annoying because I don't have a mustache, but I can't prove it to anyone listening.
Yeah, he does. He's running around in a what's it called? Penny Farthing right now.
I said hoverboard. I don't know why. I panicked. Yeah, Penny Farthing.
Every year I've had turkey, and then this year suddenly my dad went, "Do you know what? Does anyone even like turkey?" And we all went, "No, not really." So we're just getting a big old joint of beef.
Do you know what? I love my hands up. I like a bit of beef. I'm not going to lie to you. It's probably the best of them.
If there's anybody in the world who likes a bit of beef, Hashtag Stroganoff. It's fucking you.
Big time,
man. Yeah, he loves it. Hashtag Beef Stroganoff. We should say that, actually. If there's someone near you in the league and you want to call them out, we're encouraging that this year.
While we're in the tweet section of the podcast, there's been a lot of that recently. Yeah, if there's anyone that you want to call out, because there's been a lot of it, there's been Stimmers. Oh, let's talk about the Stimmers thing with the whole...
Oh, my God. He's got a beef generator.
He's got a beef generator. That's a serious listener to the podcast. Stim Dog beef generator.
So just to paint the picture, right? So we've encouraged beef, and if there's someone near you in the league, we want you to tweet us if you can't find them on Twitter. We'll help you find them and hashtag a beef stroganoff between the two of you for the rest of the season where you just go at it, right? So listener Stimbabwe, Stimmer Frame.
Stimbabwe, that's fantastic.
That's top notch. Pacific Stim has been listening to us since the beginning, since Ep 1. And he was like, "Do you want to start some beef with Tom now that Tom's a three click wanker?"
No, I'm now the same clickage. I'm three click wanking.
So if you're in the same click zone as someone as Tom is. So Tim's in there with Stimmers. So Tom's there wanting some beef, but he says, "Yeah, bring on the beef. I'll have beef." Then Stimmers, this guy, tweets us what looks only can be described as a matrix of beef.
It's
right. That's a decent quantitative measure,
pastrami matrix. It's ridiculous.
And he tweets us, and basically he. it's a little program that has whoever's beef he's got with him and their team, individual team, and their points next to his and the differential.
Yeah.
And it's probably not that hard to do, but it blew our minds.
Well, it was great. But what I did notice was I was one of three people on there, and I was the only one who actually beat him that week.
You know? Oh, my God. It's all about your job. Woe betide. You
beef
do
win.
Well.
Hashtag beef win.
Oh, my word. But Alan Whitby tweeted back and said, is it too late to add a beef tracker to my Christmas wish list, which I quite like.
Oh, brilliant.
Because beef tracker just sounds like a disgusting breakfast.
Beef tracker.
Bar.
Yeah, it sounds awful, doesn't it? Oh, I've got a beef tracker.
Oh, I've got a beef tracker with honey and cashews.
I'm 100% going to go and write an app for the Apple Watch. A beef tracker.
Beef tracker.
When you're on the go, you tap your watch and see how much you're smashing your buddies. There we go.
Yeah. So, if Ash could generate the Gaffer Takes beef tracker, that'd be great.
Definitely. Get involved on Twitter and if you haven't got a Twitter and you've been listening to us all this time thinking, I wish I'd got involved on Twitter, start a bloody Twitter.
Just so you can abuse people.
Yeah.
We started a podcast.
Because they're probably going, who's this stim dog? Who's this stim guy? Get involved. Get on Twitter. He's there every day. He's like me. He sits in front of a computer and does fuck all for 25 hours a day. It's ridiculous.
So yeah, follow us on Twitter at the Gaffer Takes. Find your beef. Find someone in your click zone. We'll help you start a beef. Hashtag beef strong enough. And again, thank you for all the people who send in their teams before the deadline. Hashtag balls and show us their teams. And a lot of people swap some tips, talk about how they can get out of the league, what they should or shouldn't do. It's really good. So tweet us your teams.
It's a community, Craig. It's an FPL community.
It is a community. And we have had some people who have actually don't use Twitter but started an account just to follow us and have a look. There's a few people like that.
Dominic Monaghan.
I mean, I'm pretty sure famous actor Dominic Monaghan already had a Twitter.
Did
before
he?
Listening to us. Yeah, he did. He did. Although, a similarly Christmas question before we go to part three. He did actually tweet us, or we replied to one of his tweets about a Christmas song.
There's a bit of difference there. He did tweet us, / he tweeted his 200,000 listeners.
Can I just say that? He did tweet us first. So.
Yeah, and he said that Fairy Tale of New York was his second favourite Christmas song. And you think so as well?
It's the second best, yeah.
He went with Happy Christmas War Is Over, John Lennon.
Incorrect, no. He's wrong.
He's wrong.
He's a filthy Baggins. He's wrong.
Tom hasn't watched the film.
Correct, no,
Tom
I haven't.
Hasn't watched
Sorry.
The film.
Who's he? Harry Potter? No. Yeah. The correct answer for definite is E17 Staying Another Day.
Yeah.
I mean, that is actually the correct answer, so I don't know.
Just in case you're wondering out there at how ironic Tom is being, 0% ironic.
I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not like Craig. I don't ride around on the skateboard going, oh, I'm ironic.
Because Craig would go around.
Straight down the line, baby.
Yeah. Craig would be there with his, like, craft beer going, oh, yeah, yeah, it's E17. Oh, he's not being ironic either.
Yeah. When I was 9 years old, I went to watch E17, 1995 E17 in Wembley Arena. I watched him.
I was not being ironic then, mate. E17 Up All Night hologrammatic cover album.
Did you?
Where you
Up
moved
All
it.
Night?
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't have an album called Up All Night.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Are we going to argue about this?
Yeah, now? Definitely.
Just for fans of the podcast.
No way did they.
Fans of the podcast, I'm the one who's generally considered the geek, I would say. Yes. I'm happily married.
I'm not.
These two aren't.
What are you talking about? You were at my fucking wedding. You both were. You came to the wedding. Are you just saying, he's married, but he's not happily married?
Yeah, happily married.
Yeah.
I think we know why.
I think there's one thing, just before we go to the break, we'll have a look. I just, whilst we were talking, Googled it to make sure, but E17's third studio album was called Up All Night. So Tom's not as big a fan as he thinks.
Right.
Because I had that album.
I'm looking at
it. So we'll look that up right now. But in the meantime, whilst we're debating E17 hologrammatic albums, you guys make a cup of tea. We'll be back in part three, looking through the next game week and also doing the next round of Ashes Quiz, Tom versus Craig. Hello and welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, Tom and Craig. We've been through last game week. We've gone through your tweets. We've debated boy band albums. We've offended Tom and whether we went to his wedding. And now it is that time where we get to talking about the next couple of game weeks and bring things a little bit back on track. But we've got those two game weeks coming up. Obviously, game week on the Boxing Day and then the game week over the 28th, 29th and 30th. It's really hard to take in a lot of who's got good fixtures. So it's quite good to look at who's got good double games. Have you guys kind of made your decisions on what you think might be good changes or good captaincy choices for the next two games?
Really, West Ham have got two easy games, but
I think
probably fuck them up.
I'm thinking Lukaku next week for the next game week rather, because they got Newcastle, maybe. That's the only thing that's really stuck out for me.
Yeah.
But it might be one of them slightly off, you know, kilter things where, you know, Mahrez scores three away at Liverpool.
I think if you've got Mahrez, some people will stupidly and wrongly shy away from making him captain because it's Liverpool away. Leicester have nothing to fear about Liverpool away from home.
But that was what I did last week. I didn't know what else to do. And originally it was Vardy. When I first tweeted me balls at midweek, hashtag Tommy's midweek balls. That's a little hashtag that you want to get involved. It was Vardy, but then I just last minute I thought, I'll stick Mahrez. And it was one of them where there's no obvious, you know, if there's no one obvious, stick Mahrez in.
I think, in the same way, you won't go far wrong if you make Ozil your captain for the next two weeks, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Away at Southampton, home of all. The guy's an assist machine, picks up another two against City. It's ridiculous.
Although, do you know what? And I've thought this a few weeks. If I'd have just gone with Cresswell at the back, solid 6 points every week.
Yeah.
Ash has said it before, although a defender might score, if you captain your defender, the most you can really hope for is 12 to 15 points, really.
Yeah.
Whereas if you do, you know, Amara's can bag you 30 on his day, or in Aguero or whatever. I'll tell you the change I've made, actually. Looking at the fixtures, obviously, City have a tough game second game against Leicester away. But before that, on Boxing Day, they've got Sunderland.
I bet you've done something retarded, like bringing Yaya Toure for De La Feu.
Exactly, I've told you I've done that. So
is that what you did? What you two like secret messaging each other and that?
It's when we're making plans for your wedding. we do that listening to E17 third album. Basically, the last couple of games, I wrote it in the blog actually this week for fantasyyourma.com. Toure, that goal against Arsenal, and which was phenomenal, and then the week before he got bagged a goal as well. And obviously, in years gone by, he was a mainstay in FPL teams. He was great. He's only 12% picked. And I think he's still a good player. He's still capable of it. And if he can start performing like that again at home to Sunderland again, then he might be worth it.
He actually did start like a few weeks ago. Maybe 8 weeks ago. He actually started scoring again, and for a few weeks he was really, really smashing it. So it's one of them. It's I think if you pick him at the right time, definitely.
Yeah, the element of luck, and I'm fingers crossed. The other one, I don't know what you guys think. But talking about Arsenal's run a couple of games, if you are looking to deviate away from those three strikers, Giroud's still only 12% picked. And his last few weeks, I think he's averaged 18 in the last three games.
I was thinking, even before he scored yesterday, I was thinking Walcott.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw that lineup, I thought, do you know what? If he actually gets fit and he stays fit, I think that's the one.
He's a midfielder there as well, so... You know,
yeah, exactly. So it's that classic absolute gold mine of the midfielder that does often play up front. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you made any decisions for your team for the Christmas period, Ash?
No, I can't. I haven't decided yet. I think. Yeah. No. Basically, I haven't decided.
Really looked like he was going to say exactly.
I've gone round in a circle though, so I'm still waiting for company. Because remember a couple of weeks ago I had...
on Christmas Day. I'm just waiting for company. I just really want someone to spend Christmas... Just to hear, you know, another human voice on the 25th of December would be absolutely wonderful.
Basically. I've been...
That made me laugh.
I've been... Because 3 weeks ago I had five injuries. Five red injuries, didn't I? So I only got to play 9 players that week.
Right, yeah.
So every week I've been transferring one of them out. But so I've still got company left, who's red. So I'm waiting for him to come back. If not, like if he doesn't come, I don't know whether to He's supposed to come back on the 26th. So I don't know, maybe I'll have to bite the bullet and get rid of him finally.
That's mental. The fact that you had five injuries and every week you've been making one substitution to change one of those players out and he's still 31st. Fucking hell.
Playing nine players and he's still over 300 places above me. Yeah. But let us know what changes you think you've got, or ask us any questions and we'll get back to you and tweet you what we think's going on. Or like I say, if you tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes, generally we'll retweet it and a lot of people kind of interact and say what they're going to do, any other plans, nice. And help each other out. Unless, of course, you've got some beef stroganoff, in which case you don't want any help. But before we go away for Christmas, is that time when we have the quiz. Tom versus Craig. It's nine. What is it now? Nine?
9-5, mate.
9-5.
It was 8-5, but you won the last one.
Yeah, so it's Dolly Parton now.
Do you know what? I was thinking about that for the last couple of weeks, and I was slightly worried that he was, and I did mention it on the thing, I thought he was like having a little sneaky look at stuff. That's all I'm saying, you know. We're very good friends, Craig, but you know, and I don't want to sort of bring your name into disrepute, but I was slightly worried that you were having a cheeky little fiddle.
I'm not a cheat, Tom. Well, either way, there's one way. I definitely can't cheat this week because, Ash, what's the quiz?
Emotional abuse.
Emotional abuse.
Oh, it's the return.
It's a rehash of an old favourite.
Amazing.
It is.
So just explain to us, Ash, the premise for people, for new listeners.
So, I tweeted a fan of the show, as I did before.
Is it Dominic Monaghan?
You have to wait and see. He's tweeted me back. I've given them a news story and they tweeted me back the article in emojis or emoticons, whatever you call them, and then you guys, between you, well, each have to tell me what the news story was.
So we have to guess the news headline from the emojis.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Is it okay? So is it a news headline or is it football related news headline?
It's definitely football related.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So it's about Syria.
I was going to say. Yeah. Right.
So it's all news from the previous 2 weeks.
John Major.
And then there's bonus points at the end if you can figure out who is the tweeter.
Okay, holy shit.
Okay.
Wow.
So, first one.
Right.
Okay. Right, and this is fairly difficult, this quiz, if you haven't listened to it before. Or seen one of the many shows that ripped it off since I did it the first time. It's fairly difficult when you can see the images. But so for you guys, you have got a hard job with me just reading them out. So here we are. Celebrity tweeters first one. Grumpy face, Portugal flag, gun.
Yeah, I've got that one.
Okay, yeah.
We've drawn a picture of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll draw them as a go. Mourinho getting the sack, surely.
Yeah, Mourinho fired.
1-0. Jose gets fired.
I do like the bit at the end of this. Tom draws them to try and jog his brain to do it, and he'll tweet the drawing afterwards. It is honestly.
It was actually quite good last time, wasn't it? Someone bought it for £800 and gave it to St. Ormond's Hospital.
Okay, next one. To give you a bit of a clue, when I texted them this, they just replied saying, Jesus Christ. Okay. That's quite difficult. Spain flag, thinking face, microphone, clipboard, aeroplane, football, calendar.
Oh, wow.
Right, hang on, one more time.
Okay, so see if you can do it from what you've drawn.
Definitely not.
So it's window, face, window, cross, world. So it's Spain flag.
Spain flag.
Thinking face, microphone, clipboard, plane, football calendar.
Oh my word. I mean, I don't know where to begin.
Fuck. Shit the bed.
Oh my word. That's hard. Yeah. Especially if I'm just looking at a series of words that mean nothing.
Well, if you could see Tom's picture, I think it'd be quite clear. Mm. Like, someone's put their face in the window.
Have you got it?
No, I haven't. Fuck
about. Oh no. Right.
Fuck about.
Fuck about.
Have either of you got a guess?
I was going to guess because of football and calendar, something to do with Spain's national team for the Euros. I don't know.
No, I haven't even got an answer, Ash.
Pep Guardiola announces his plan to leave at the end of the season.
That's good. That's gettable, you know. You're right.
It is gettable, isn't it? I didn't even have a bloody answer. I thought it was that Miss Universe thing. I was going to answer that, and I thought, no, it's football related, isn't it?
He has to do himself to do that the whole way through the podcast. No, it's football related.
Oh, yeah, football. This isn't my big cat podcast, is it? No. I was going to go, oh, there was a leopard spotted.
Okay, next one. So it's 1-1. Question 3. Algeria flag, smiley face, shoe, victory sign, so two fingers up.
Two fingers up.
A football and champagne being popped.
Okay.
I think Tom is more seeing this as a sort of, what is it called, like Great British Artist Competition?
Yeah.
Is it? Are we not on the Great British Artist Podcast?
Yeah, the Great British Emoji.
Great British Emoji, yeah. Doodling Podcast, isn't it?
Australia's Best Kept Secret Show.
Okay.
So, African Algeria issues. Flag.
African issues.
African issues. Pretty close. So it's Algeria flag, smiley face, trainer, sort of football boot, whatever. Victory sign, football, champagne cork.
Okay.
I think he's got it. Have you?
I've got a guess.
I haven't even got a guess.
Come on, think about it. You've been too long doing the pictures. Come on,
Okay. I'm going to say JJ Okocha is voted the greatest footballer ever.
Okay. That wasn't right.
Nigerian footballer, JJ Okocha. I've guessed that it's Riyad Mahrez scoring two goals, getting man of the match against Everton.
Yeah, well, I put Mahrez scored two penalties, but I'll give you that.
Yeah. Good one. Champagne might be man of the match. Yeah. Right.
So 2-1. Should have got that, Tom. You famously had him as your captain this week.
Yeah. I didn't know he's from Algeria.
He thought he was from Brentford.
Yeah. So, next one.
I thought he was from fucking Slough, didn't I?
Next one. A crown. Spain flag.
What was that Spain?
Some party poppers. A red X. And then a victory sign. Two fingers up.
Right. Okay.
Oh, Craig, he's got it again.
I don't know, but okay.
I might have it.
Oh, do you want to reread or have you got it?
Let's have a quick reread. I think I've got it. Quick reread for the listeners at home.
Crown. Spain flag. Party poppers, X, two fingers. Go on then, Craigie.
Me first?
Yeah, wait a minute. Have you written anything down?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
I think is it Barcelona winning the World Club Championships?
Oh, I said that.
Oh, you both failed. It's a good guess, though.
Oh.
Real Madrid winning 10-2 at the weekend.
The X.
Yeah, balls. The X and the two.
That was the only one I thought. I thought you both thought. I might know that.
Yeah. Okay, there's only a couple left. It's three.
Three.
Okay.
What's the score? I don't even know.
2-1.
2-1. 2-1. I'll bust the bonus point at the end.
Oh, here we go. Bonus point. That's what we're doing.
So, gun, thumbs up. Blonde guy, a city, thumbs down.
Wow. Just wow. I mean, I tell you what, it's lucky it's not just football, because gun, thumbs up could have got us in right trouble with American listeners.
Well, I've got it.
You've got it?
Yeah, I've got it.
I don't think I've got it.
Say you haven't got it then. Do I did. Have some bloody humility, Craig.
I haven't got it.
No guess?
Well, gun, two guns. Arsenal scoring two. City, blonde hair, guns. Little De Bruyne down.
Two-all, bang, top corner.
2-0. Okay. Is this the last question?
Two more. That's the bonus one. Okay, this one. Old man face, big pile of cash. Slightly younger man face, big pile of cash.
Sorry, slightly younger man face. Is that an official emoji?
Yep. An eight ball from Paul, a calendar, a football, and then like a no entry sign. This is an easy one.
Okay, yeah, I got that. Even Tom's got that, surely. Tom's got that.
He hasn't, 'cause he's
hold on. Stop panicking me. Right.
Tom's got it.
Old man face.
Yeah. Tom's got
big
it.
Big pile of cash.
He's messing with you.
Slightly younger man's face.
Younger man's face.
Big pile of cash.
Big pile of cash.
An eight ball.
Yeah.
All right.
A calendar.
Got it.
Oh, okay. So it's Mourinho getting sacked?
We did that one already.
Again. He's been sacked twice in a week, the fella. That's a nightmare.
I've lost it.
Right, come on. Right, one more time. Right. Old man.
Old man.
Big pile of cash.
Big pile of cash.
All right. Not so old man. Big pile of cash.
Not so old man. Big pile of cash.
An eight ball.
An eight ball.
A calendar.
A calendar.
A football. And then a no entry sign.
It's like a mum teaching a little boy the planet.
Oh, it's Blatter, isn't it? Is it Blatter?
It is
Blatter. I'm not having that. No.
You both get a point.
No, he doesn't get to say Mourinho, then go, it's Blatter in it. It's Sepp Blatter and Michel Platini getting banned from football for 8 years, is what it is. It's not Blatter in it.
Three-all.
It's not three-all at all. It's 3-2.
It's 3-all.
Oh, this is...
He gets a sympathy point because that was outrageous.
No, it's 3-all because...
He gets extra time in exams, I bet, and a free laptop, but it doesn't matter.
Listen, I couldn't hear what he was saying. Okay. Right, 3-all.
Right.
This is ridiculous.
Right. I genuinely got no idea what this initial emoji is, or any of this stuff is actually. It's like a kabuki mask or something.
Brilliant mask, okay.
What mask?
A red-faced mask.
Right. This isn't a normal podcast, is it? Let's be honest. I forget that we're on the air. It's again, what's that? What's the thing, like the thingy with the face and that? I forget people are listening.
I like the fact it never entered your head once that asking him to say slightly younger man three times wasn't great radio, but you persisted.
I forgot we were on radio. I forget every time when the quiz is on that people are fucking listening. They can't be listening, surely.
They are.
They can't be listening.
They are. Right. So.
Slightly red-faced masky man.
Yeah, masky man. Thumbs down.
Thumbs down, man.
The number six, a video controller, like a joystick.
Yeah.
And then what looks like to me is two bearded men dancing dressed up as Playboy bunnies.
I mean, that's outrageous.
Wait a minute, I'll show you both it so you can tell me whether that is not what that looks like. Oh, hold on.
Yeah, no, that is, yeah. It's just that beardy man. Again, fantastic for the podcast listener. Across the globe. Yeah, okay. But so just, does that look like a...
Right. But I'm not mental, right? So, here we go. It's red mask, thumbs down, the number six, a joystick, and then two people dancing.
I kind of get the sentiment behind it, but I've literally got nothing.
I just don't know where to go from here.
I don't know what's...
I don't even mean the podcast. I just mean
life.
Just a
from life. Here. I'm gonna guess that it's Norwich beating United 2-1.
I'm gonna guess it's Lukaku scoring goals.
Craig was the closest.
Of six.
You're both wrong.
No,
United failed to win the sixth game in a row.
Right. Hang on. Whoa. Right. So I guess that it's United not winning, and I don't get a point. He says one word after getting it wrong first, and you get shenanigans, mate.
No,
here's what's going on here.
Definitely not.
Don't believe it.
Okay, so it's the bonus then.
Bonus. Right. Bonus to win it.
Who tweeted in the quiz?
Right, I think I know. Oh.
This is bullshit. I'm telling you now.
I think I know who...
I'm telling you now, if I lose this quiz, there will be consequences. Oh,
what? That's a weird, isn't it? What, like, Tom getting petulant even before
it's
he's
not
like,
fine.
This is new.
I thought you weren't scared.
I don't
worry.
This is new territory.
This time quiz... 3 weeks ago, you weren't worried, Tom.
He's got,
worried.
He's got double the points.
Give him an extra couple of bloody points.
He's got double the points. He hasn't even lost yet. And he's still getting petulant.
I don't want to go Liam Neeson, but I will find you.
it won't take you long. You've been to my flat.
There's no way he should have got a point. For the blatter thing.
All right, send it to the fucking Court of Arbitration podcast.
I will be the quizmaster next year, but I'm not a quizmaster at the moment. I can't do, I can't.
Well, I think
I know who gave you those questions.
Go on then, Craig, what can you say?
I think, I'm going to go out and say, I think that it is Becky.
Oh, see,
Ash's wife.
I think it's Stimdog.
Oh, it's Stimmers, isn't it?
Is it? Is it Stimmers? Oh yes, it's fucking Stimdog. Oh, Michael Stimbleby, you sweet, sweet boy. Thank you so much.
And now, Craig, you have been emotionally abused.
I've been cheated. What I've been, mate? Because
emotionally abused.
You know, can you imagine someone going on University Challenge and going blatter in it?
I can't imagine they'd have someone as straight as me on, University Stimbers. Once again, thanks very much, mate. Fantastic. See, we're on the bloody same wavelength, me and the lad. I'm happy with that. Cheers, man. 9-6. Craig is genuinely... I mean, he's genuinely furious. He's genuinely furious.
Yeah,
he's
because absolutely what's seething. The point in a quiz?
Utterly seething. Utter seething.
Yeah.
I am seething. Because I feel bad for wasting the note space on my phone for writing them down.
Oh, still.
Pointless. Utterly pointless.
Is this what... Shit. Is this what the unaired footage of Coach Trip was like?
This is what it was.
What? Voted off this week.
Yeah, just shouting stuff.
Do you know what? Next week, let's just toss a coin. Let's just toss a coin to see who wins it.
Well, no. Because there's no skill in that.
Yeah, right. That's about all we got time
for. I'm so angry. Go on, wrap it up.
That's... That's about all we got time. So you can do the goodbye because I'm livid.
Oh, I'm happy. I can do it. Hey, guys. So that's about all we got time for on the UK's greatest FBL podcast. Say goodbye, Ash.
Goodbye, Ash.
Ooh. And Merry Christmas. Say goodbye, Craig. Say Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
We do hope we all have a good Christmas. Next year, we might bring out some merch. Hashtag merchandise for your Gaffer Tapes Crimbos.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah.
But
do you remember the time Tom won the quiz, Tisha?
Yeah, exactly. Amazing. There'll be, and we'll do.
Do you remember
we'll do
when Craig went all like red and mental? Yeah.
We'll do some kitchenware, but for now, Tom's the only mug.
I'll tell you what, the beef stroganoff's right here, son. Stimmer's endorsed beef stroganoff.
Some Gaffer Tape burn cream. Right, I think you're gonna need.
Yeah. That is all we got time for. But please do tweet us how you get on over the Christmas period. We'll be on Twitter, obviously a bit less over Christmas. We'll try and answer all your questions and your teams and talk about the football. We'll be watching it. I'm sure you will. Email us info@thegaffertapes.com. And of course, listen to this podcast. If you get a bit nostalgic over Christmas and miss us, listen to the old ones.
Go back in time.
Tom's been listening to some of the old ones and tweeting them on thegaffertapes.com. But that is about we got time for. But thank you very much for listening for all of 2015. It's our first full calendar year. Yeah. We'll be back.
Oh, yeah.
For 2016. But for now, say bye, Tom and Ash.
Bye, Tom and Ash. Let's
kiss
on
it again. Same joke. Keep doing it. It'll be alright.
No. And kissing the lips afterwards. And that makes it a different joke and a bit homoerotic.
But that's all we got time for. Thank you very much for listening. And goodbye.
Ho, ho, ho.
Right, so start from the beginning. So,
where are we?
Pray for bread dust,
Tom.
No. Right, this is how do you make it?
Start from the beginning.
Lovely dust.
Lovely dust.
So, what do you put in it?
Well,
so, right, bread
store. Right. Milk.
Yeah.
Pan of milk. Are we familiar with a pan of milk?
Yeah. We're familiar with, yeah.
Pop a carrot in.
Right, yeah. Sounds legit.
Half an onion. Less, please.
Right?
Cloves.
Do you have to cut them up?
Do you know what a clove is? Because Kelly didn't know what a clove was. I had to send her an image, a Google image of clove.
Why did she just search for it?
I Googled an image of clove.
Yeah.
And I gave it to her. And I said two.
Yeah.
Singular two. Only two. Okay?
Yeah.
Only ever two.
There's no bread yet.
Milk. It'll pay. Carrot, onion, cloves. The smallest amount of cayenne pepper.
Cayenne?
That is how you say it.
Is it?
My mum said, never put in too much. Mm. And she looked me in the eyes and all the love went from her face. And she went, never. And I went, alright. so, like that. And then you hit. Bring back up. I've got genuine back up. And then, I can't remember what I was saying.
You just put in the exact the right amount of cayenne pepper.
So. Right, so let that infuse in the milk. You're not even heating that.
You're not even heating it?
You're not even heating that. What? That is infused in the milk.
Okay.
That is infused in the milk. And you leave that for one day.
For one day?
Leave.
Okay.
Get out.
What, with your onion not chopped?
Leave.
Your carrot not chopped? Just sat in a bowl of milk?
If you even walk in that kitchen, I'll tell you to leave. Right. No one's walking in that kitchen. Done. After a day.
Yeah.
You start to come around and you think, alright, we'll step in the kitchen. Bang. Breadcrumbs.
Everywhere.
Take everything that you've... The funniest thing about when I... It's like I sound like I'm quivering.
Oh, I'm scared.
So
you got to bread dust.
So you take everything out of the milk that you've infused. So you've had your carrot, your onion, your cloves, your cayenne pepper. You take it all out. You can't take that out. That's there.
Well, so you seriously just take it all back out again. No.
Yeah, you take, because it's infused for
so
one
you really
entire day.
So you really don't cut
it's
it up.
Take
just put it in there.
It's infused for an entire day.
This is mental.
It's a day's infusion.
Yeah.
It's known as the day infusion.
Yeah.
So you have the day infusion. You take everything out of that. So you've just got the milk, the flavoured milk, the infused milk. And then you drip in very slowly your breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Just there. Just breadcrumbs.
Like making it rain.
But, and then you start and you just heat it. Just very slowly.
Like with your breath.
Breadcrumbs. And that heat really slow. Just slow milk. And then just breadcrumbs. Like that.
Yeah.
Really? Are you watching how slowly I'm doing that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then very slowly. Stir the milk. And then just breadcrumbs. Like that. And then just really slowly. Until, and then thickens. Thickens as you stir.
Yeah.
Thickens as you stir. Thickens as you stir. And breadcrumbs. Okay, slow breadcrumbs. Just there. Breadcrumbs. And then slow. And then when it's a thickness of bread, I'd say ready break.
Yeah.
So the thickness of ready break. And you're laughing. And I think you can even pop your carrots back in. Pop a carrot back in, pop an onion back in, pop a celery back in, pop a carrot back in.